Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden blocks oil drilling in Alaska. The FBI blames Russian hackers for the latest cyber attack. Budweiser offers free beer if Americans get vaxxed. Doctors warn of dark age diseases in downtown L.A. Great white sharks descend on Cape Cod. Also ahead, who do you trust? A new poll answers that question. But first, the president suspending licenses on oil drilling in the Arctic, saying a thorough environmental review is needed to explore the impact on climate change. Mr. Biden now promising to protect 20 million acres in Alaska from energy corporations. The national price for a gallon of gas is up 37% from 2.25 in December to 3.08 in May, and will go higher this summer as the president continues to attack fossil fuels. The FBI identifying a Russian hacking group as responsible for a cyber attack that forced key U.S. meat producers to shut down. The digital raiders closed the plants for 48 hours. The price of cow products, meat and dairy, now up 12% in the last 6 weeks, and they will go higher as inflation kicks in. The nation's largest brewery promising a free beer for all Americans over the age of 21 who get the COVID vax. And you'll get the beer if that number reaches 70% by the 4th of July, which it should, 63% now. Budweiser launching a new site called mycooler.com where adults can receive the free beer if you want it. I don't drink beer because I'm boring. Health officials in California warning rat infestations at homeless camps can bring about, quote, dark age illnesses like leprosy, typhus, bubonic plague. Doctors say deplorable conditions at the tent cities are the perfect breeding grounds for those things. Researchers in Massachusetts reporting a record number of great white sharks near Cape Cod and Nantucket Island. At least 118 predators have been tagged, up from 11 back in 2013. Scientists say sharks are returning to Massachusetts to feast on the exploding seal population, but maybe they're just looking to meet Elizabeth Warren. In a moment. The trust factor. Some have it, some don't. Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Who do you trust? That was a 1950s quiz show that starred Johnny Carson. Did you know that? Well, the same question is being asked today by the Harris polling people. The survey sampled 36% Republican, 37% Democrat, 25% Independent, so it's kind of fair. The question, do you have little or no faith in the following? Healthcare providers. 32% don't like them, so that means the majority of Americans have faith in healthcare providers. Local government, 35% trust. State government, 40% trust. The criminal justice system, which is on the ropes in many places, as you know, 44% of Americans still trust the criminal justice system. 48% don't like organized labor. That means 52% support it. That's a pretty low number. How about the federal government? Ready? 52% of Americans do not trust the feds. And the absolute least trustworthy in this poll, corporate media, 53% say it is untrustworthy, which is true. So let's look at the two big losers, the feds and the press. With the controversial Donald Trump and now the far left Joe Biden running things, it is no wonder many of us have a dire view of the federal government. Then there's Schumer, Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, the congressional leadership. So Americans are dubious, word of the day, dubious about the people running the federal government. That doesn't mean they're all bad or corrupt. Donald Trump got 74 million votes, but Joe Biden got about 80 million. So people did take sides there. But that doesn't mean they trust what's going on in Washington. And the country, in my opinion, is on the downside. Now, the media, this is just absurd now. So yesterday, the ratings for cable news operations came in for the month of May. It's a disaster. All of them hemorrhaging viewers. And you would say, why? Why? There's not a lot of options. I mean, it's not like people are running into network TV to watch the dopey sitcoms and Hawaii Five-O for the 80th time. They're not. They just had enough. They've had enough of partisanship, of unfair presentations, of boring hosts. They're out of there. And network news not far behind. I mean, look at 60 Minutes. Is 60 Minutes the program it was 10 years ago? When Mike Wallace and Morley Safer were there? Come on. It's not even close. So Americans in general know the fix is in. They're not getting the truth from the media. And they hate that. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob, the best-selling nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Santa Cruz, California, well known for its nice beaches, redwood forest, and liberal politics. But the quiet town on the northern edge of Monterey Bay was once a center of a national debate between traditional Americans and a growing counterculture. 65 years ago today, the Santa Cruz Police Department officially banned rock and roll. On June 3rd, 1956, city authorities pulled the plug on rock at all public gatherings, calling the music, quote, detrimental to both the health and morals of our youth and community, unquote. Now, the debacle started 12 hours earlier. Hundreds of teenagers packed the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium on a Saturday night to enjoy the music of Chuck Higgins and his orchestra, an African-American group from L.A. Santa Cruz police entered the auditorium around midnight to check on the event, and what they found, quote, was a crowd engaged in suggestive and tantalizing motions induced by the provocative rhythms of the all-Negro band, unquote, from the Santa Cruz police. Uh-oh. The band gained national attention and actually led to the movie Footloose. A bunch of local high school students in Santa Cruz organized a protest at the DA's office to bring rock back. A growing backlash from business owners prompted the city manager, Robert Klein, to loosen the restrictions. And here's something else you might not know. Klein later told reporters he dropped the rock ban to lure young artists away from nearby San Francisco. And it worked. By the 1960s, Santa Cruz had become the hottest destination for hippies, poets, musicians, and even some movie stars. The iconic boardwalk was featured in dozens of films and TV shows. Global acts routinely performed at the amphitheater, including Elvis, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Jimi Hendrix, and of course, the Beach Boys. Even Beatles drummer Ringo Starr enjoyed a two-week vacation in Santa Cruz during the summer of 1963. Let's hope old Ringo did not dance suggestively. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.